This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. This is the Ten Commandments series, and this is the final and last commandment, the Tenth Commandment. And the Tenth Commandment, by the way, is a commandment that simply sums up all of the other commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shared with us in these verses in Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. And this right here is my path. Allah described to you a very, very long list of things, right? 9 things. Allah says, all of this is my path. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my path that is a very straight path. It has a very, very straight course. You can get on this path and it ends up in Jannah. That's where it goes. مُسْتَقِيمًا, extremely straight. There are no turns and twists and there is no ups and downs. It's very, very straight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us on a straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, then follow the straight path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ. And don't follow all the other paths that are there as well. And the Prophet ﷺ had drawn a line for a straight path, and across it he'd drawn other lines as well. And the Prophet ﷺ was trying to say that this is the straight path, and then along the way there's going to be all these other turns. Don't take those turns. خَطَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَطًّا. The Prophet ﷺ drew a path, and then along with those paths, on the other ends of the path, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew lines, and those lines are not the correct path. He was trying to say, this right here is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the path that is extremely straight, the path that has no crookedness within it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the same thing. But notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as-sirat as the Sirat. Okay? But when he talks about the other paths, he calls them what? A-sabil. A-sabil can be a thick and narrow path. A very, very tight, sorry, narrow path, right? And it can be a very big path as well. But a sirat is a big path. A sirat is a more specific path. Sabil is a general term for any path. But sirat has some qualities. We're going to discuss the qualities of a sirat in a moment. Okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, follow this path, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلَ, and don't follow the other paths, the sabils. And then he says, فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ. Then if you end up following those other sabils, it will take you away from my sabil. So we know that there is a sabil that is a general term. It's used for a good and bad path. It's used for a path of the path of Allah, and it's used for paths that are other than the paths of Allah. But the path of Allah has a specific name, and that is as-sirat, and more specifically, al-mustaqim. Okay? All of that is clear so far? Sabil is the path of Allah, and the path of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sirat is that specific path that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he says, فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ. If you end up following those other paths, what it will do, it will take you away from the main path. Alright, there's a reason why I keep going to this. Why? Because I want to stop and talk about as-sirat for a second. As-sirat is the word that Allah uses for his own path. Al-mustaqim, even more so, the one that is straight. As-sirat, it comes from the word sarata or istarata, originally with a seen instead of a sad. And then later on, the seen was transformed into a sad because the ta, they're thick letters, and it was because of the ease of pronunciation, it became as-sirat instead of as-sirat. And the word sarata, it means to swallow something. Istarata shayb tala'ahu. If somebody swallows something, you say istaratahu. Okay? And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word that has this connotation of swallowing something is because when you're on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will feel swallowed and indulged. You're totally indulged and engrossed within whatever you're upon. And that's why whenever you feel closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are indulged in the deen. If you're not feeling indulged, then you have to check something. You may be doing something wrong within your lives. There may be something you're doing, maybe generally on the right path, but you may be taking a little bit of detour every now and then. So when you fix those detours, you'll feel indulged because the path is such that it almost envelops you, swallows you. Imagine a person walking down a long road. When you see him walking, when he gets towards the end of your viewing range, the person will almost be swallowed right into the path. He'll still be on there, but it's as if he's swallowed into the path. This path is such that when you are on it, fully on it, when you go further and further on it, you will remain even more further and further firm on it, because it indulges you, it involves you, and it almost swallows you right into it. This is what you're on now. You become firmer and firmer. If you're not becoming firmer and firmer in your religion, then you're doing something wrong. And you have to start questioning yourself about that. What is it that I'm doing wrong? Is it that my connection to Allah is not strong? Is it that my connection to the Quran is not strong? Is it that I'm not giving the rights of my neighbors, my family members? What is it that I'm doing wrong? Is it that I'm not giving my zakat? Sometimes it could be something like that. You're not doing your obligations. Whatever it may be, there may be something you have to ask Allah. And by the way, if there's something within your religion that you're doing, especially when it deals with other people and harm towards other people, you'll never feel the halawa, the sweetness of Iman. And there will be no reason, apparently, for you to not be able to feel that sweetness, but you turn to Allah in devotion and make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, allow me to recognize the fault because of which I'm not able to connect to you. Allow me to recognize the fault because of which I'm not able to have the same sweetness in my salah. Oh Allah, allow me to recognize the fault because of which I'm not able to ponder and recognize the beauties of the Quran. And Allah will show you and guide you to those. Another point about the sirat is the fact that it is a very vast path. And this is very, very important to note. Sirat is a very vast path. And I'll tell you something, that one of my mashayikh, he once said that, and he's a very, very famous sheikh, I will choose not to mention his name because he mentioned this in a private gathering. He said that the path from here, from Ar-Riyadh to Mecca, is a path that is a highway. It's got a lot of lanes. And we have people out there that have a tendency of just throwing, you know, bombarding people with accusation in their faith, in their aqidah, in their manhaj, and all sorts of things. He said there are people that are going on one lane, and there's another group of people that are going on another lane, another group of people going on a third lane. All of those lanes are ending towards where? Towards Mecca. They'll all get there, no matter which car you're driving, no matter which lane you're on, so long as you're on the path to Jannah. So al-sirat is not a very, very thin path. You could say a darb would be a thin path. You could say a sabil might be a thin path. You could say a tariq might be a thin path. A sirat, one of the qualities of this sirat is that it's very vast, it's accommodating. And that's Islam. Islam is accommodating. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet, apostle, he teaches us to be with as-sawadul a'zam, the people who are the vast majority of the ummah. All of them can fit on this path. The vast majority of this ummah can fit on this sirat. And that's why Allah chooses the term of sirat, because all of them, insha'Allah ta'ala, are going in a good direction, the vast majority of the ummah that is. And this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prefers the term of sirat over other things. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my path, it is a straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوا, then follow the straight path. سَلَكُوا بُنَيَّاتِ الطَّرِيقِ فَأَصْبَحُوا مُتَنَكِّبِينَ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ الْأَكْبَرِ. As Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sayyiduna Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says that سَلَكُوا بُنَيَّاتِ الطَّرِيقِ فَأَصْبَحُوا مُتَنَكِّبِينَ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ الْأَكْبَرِ, that the people, they ended up going into the different paths. Okay, you have a road, a major road, a major highway, and then you have other roads that also lead to that same path, and sometimes they may come to a dead end. Okay, those are called subul, or those are called بُنَيَّاتُ الطَّرِيقِ, little daughters of the path. As in little extensions of the path. So sometimes you could take a little left turn. If you see the highway is, you know, really, really tough at the moment, you take your little left turn and leave and take the side road, the village road. People get stuck on those village roads. You have a major goal here to accomplish, and you have major points within Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, don't go on those side roads. Stay on the highway. The highway is this sirat that I'm discussing. What's that sirat? Those are the 9 points that we've already discussed, and the 10th point that we're discussing today, the 9 commandments that we've already discussed, and the 10th commandment that we're discussing today, and that is to remain firm on all of these things and everything else that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تتقون. This is the wasiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you may have fear. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One last point. I'm going to make one last point. And that is, notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off these verses. In verse number 151, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes it off and says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. In verse number 152, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And in verse number 153, he says, ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. He's trying to remind you of the three phases that you're going to need to go through in order for you to accomplish perfection within these 10 things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So you may have intellect. So in order for you to understand the benefit within these, you have to have a brain, you have to have intellect. And then if you have a brain, but you don't use that brain, some people have a brain, but they fry it by drinking, they fry it by smoking, they fry it by smoking marijuana and drugs. Those people are not using their brains. By the end of it, they don't have brain cells and they lost the intellect as well. Other people use this brain in tadhakkur, in pondering, in contemplating. He says if you use the brain in contemplating these things, then you would have achieved to the point of tadhakkur when you end up doing the tadhakkur with your aqal. When you have a brain, you use the brain, then you'll get to the point of taqwa that you'll actually implement these, because you'll recognize the powerful nature of these commandments and you'll recognize the benefit of these commandments within your dunya and within your hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us recognize the benefit within these commandments. My appeal to you at the end of this series is that you look at these commandments and make them, maybe make a chart. This is the action item. Take a chart and go and write down this chart and put it on your wall. So every day when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you see after you do your dhikr when you wake up is these 10 things. These are the 10 things, the 10 commandments that I gotta live by. This is the siratullah al-mustaqeem. This is the sirat of Allah that is straight. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq again to practice, to convey. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.